I saw a penny today. So close.
Investors hate the thought of penny stocks, but love the idea of low-priced stocks.
Those shares are worth quite a bit of money.
Penny Pro Jeff Williams and his team of experts find investment ideas that bring the two together, taking a fundamental and technical approach to ultra-low-priced stocks to find trades, moves, and investments.
Well, don't give away too much.
So pay attention and give a thought to your pennies here on Money Life.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
And you'll learn how to make those small investments add up.
That's right. Jeff Williams joins us right now. He is the lead trader at PennyPro.com. That's the website. Of course, it is part of the RagingBull.com community. If you want more information, you're going to go to PennyPro.com. You can get all the information of Jeff and his colleagues at RagingBull.com. And by the way, Jeff is on Twitter. He's at the Penny Pro. He's got a really interesting stock to talk about today. I'm very pleased to say. Jeff Williams, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Chuck. I'm super excited to talk about some stocks today.
Well, I'm excited, but you know, in that intro, we talk about how the idea that investors hate penny stocks. Now, speculators like penny stocks and traders like penny stocks, but we are talking a true penny stock today that you are taking a chance on, and I have so many questions. But first, we have to lay it out to our audience. What stock are you looking at and actually playing right now that we're going to be talking about today?
Okay, so I am playing SFOR, Strike Force Technologies. And this play is kind of the real wild west, as we talk about with penny stocks. I am in this trade in the 022 range. I bought in an 021 and 023, and I've got 200,000 shares. And you look at this chart. You pull it up on a daily chart, and you see that over the past couple of days, it's about 100%. So most people would say, wow, you are absolutely crazy. Why would you even consider buying a trade that's up so much? I mean, people are used to trading stocks that they gain 1% or 2% in a day or 3% in a week, and okay, that's a big run. You know, no more let it go, let it pull back, you know, buy the dip. But in penny stock land, what I love most about these trades, as I said before, is the volatility. These can run 50, 60, 100, 200, 300% in a matter of a couple of days or a couple of weeks. So I took a shot on SFOR, and I'm in the trade, and I'd be more than happy to answer your questions. It's definitely a little bit more of a higher risk trade, but I think it's got a potential for some big returns for me.
Okay. First, let us talk and give my audience all the details of your trade. You said you bought it at 2.2 cents. You bought this on Monday, correct?
That's correct.
And you are looking for what kind of upside here?
Okay. So what I'm looking for here is this to return back to the area that it was in back in early this year. It was up at about 0.295, so just shy of 3 cents. And I think they can go back there. If you look at the run that it had back early on in the year, it went from a very similar position, and it ran a couple 100% in a very short period of time. So, you know, again, we saw 2 days in a row now of 30, 40, 50% gains. And most people would shy away from that and say, hey, that's way overextended. Maybe it is. I don't know. I can't predict the future. But what I saw back early in the year when it ran all the way up to 3 cents, I think it's on the same pattern right now with two consecutive big days on really, really large volume. So I got in yesterday, and I think I'm ready for this stock to go through that 3 cent range.
Okay. I have to say, I hear you lay this one out, and
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Yeah, maybe just a little. Now, you said that people are saying this to you.
What are you, crazy?
Here's why I feel like I'm taking crazy pills when I hear you discuss this. It's not just that it's gone up 50%, 40, 50% in the last day or two. It's that is your risk. And as in all the times that you and I've been talking, you normally are a guy who says, I really like to minimize the risk, but your risk here is 50% potentially, right? So are you setting stop losses? What do you do on a 2 cent stock that can move 40% in a day in either direction? What do you do to protect yourself? Because this risk looks bigger than anything in terms of percentage that I've ever seen you take on before.
Yeah, this is definitely a much bigger risk than usually I would take. So there's a couple of things that went into the decision yesterday when I decided to make the trade and actually pull the trigger. This particular trade is trading extremely large volume right now. You know, we're not talking about a 2 cent stock that trades, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. This trade was trading upwards of, you know, 80, 90 million shares yesterday. So when I looked at the level two and I saw the bids on this trade, they were 300,000 at a time, 400,000 at a time. There were times where I saw 800,000 on the bid. So when I take 200,000 shares, yes, I'm taking a large risk, but I'm also, cognizant of the level two, the current bid structure. So I know that if this stock does pull back, even though it may be volatile and wild and it may go pretty quick the other direction, I'm not oversizing myself where, again, if there was, if there was only 50,000 on the bid, I'm not going to take 200,000 shares. But because I saw that large amount of people interested in buying the stock off of the bid, I know I've got some type of a safety net. So how I'm going to structure this is I'll probably give it about 20%. And that's a little bit larger than I normally would give. On average, I like to say 5 or 10%. But I'll give this one about 20% because it is a little more volatile. But again, I'm shooting for the home run here. I'm going for a 3-cent upward target. And if I can hit that, I'm going to pay myself nicely on this trade.
Yeah, you will, having bought it at 2.2 cents. And so my audience, just if they're sort of mentally doing the math, 200,000 shares means Jeff has $4,400 into this trade. This has got to be a trade that you have to watch like a hawk, doesn't it? I mean, just from the standpoint of because this stock can move, I mean, as you and I record this on Monday, I have been watching this stock, and at various points, it's been up 40% on the day to 50% on the, like, it's moved 10 points or 10% in the time we've been talking about it, basically. And that's, by the way, been in both directions. Is a stock like this harder to trade? Is there more that you have to put into watching it?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that actually I want to talk about with this particular trade. Number one, you can't set a stop loss on it. You can't physically go in and put a stop loss because, higher price dollar, $2, $3 stocks, you can do that. You can put a stop loss in, 10 cents below the current bid. If the stock, goes down while you're eating lunch or away from your computer, you're protected with that stop loss. You can't do that on a penny stock. So like you said, you have to literally watch this trade like a hawk. You have to be at your desk. This is not a stock I'm going to let go while I go out for a couple hours and run some errands. I'll be watching it all the time, monitoring. If it gets to my stop, probably just under 2 cents or so, I'm going to say, okay, you know what? I gave it a try. I went for the home run. Not going to strike out completely, but I have a loss here. I'm going to let it go before it gets too big.
How long will you hold it? Is this a stock you're willing to hold overnight? I mean, we are recording this on Monday. Should my audience understand that clearly you could be out of this trade at any time, but will you be holding it overnight if it's running the right direction for you?
Yeah, if it's going the right direction, I don't mind holding. What I probably will do on a stock like this, if it does start going in our favor and it really is moving in the direction I think it's going to, I might take a little bit of risk off the table. Again, we're talking about $4,000 on a 2-cent stock. That's a pretty large position. So if we get up closer towards the 026, 027, maybe I take 100,000 shares off, lock in that profit, and let the rest ride, hopefully toward my 3, or maybe even over 3. If it goes over 3 from that March high, we could get a whole new round of buyers and push the stock even higher.
I have to ask, as somebody who wrote the Stupid Investment of the Week column, and I would sometimes pick on penny stocks, not very often, but occasionally, where what had really happened was somebody had issued a press release or somebody had issued some sort of report, and it would be some service that nobody ever heard of, and suddenly some penny stock is running much more significant volume, it moves, and of course then it peaks when everybody has figured it out, and then suddenly it craters again. When you see the volume levels here, are they consistent enough that this is not, you're not worried that there's somebody out there pumping this up only to dump it behind you?
I mean, you definitely have to keep that in the back of your mind, but I don't, not knowing for sure, I'm just going to go ahead and just kind of follow the trend here, and the trend the past couple of days has been up. So yes, I'll keep that in the back of my mind, and I definitely won't be investing in this and holding it too long. If it gets up toward my target or if it starts to show any weakness, reversal in trend, then I just have to get out of the trade.
And again, I'm going to stress, you just talked about reversal in trend. What, like, when you're looking at this trend, because of what it is, are you looking at, 1 in 5 hour moving averages? What's your technical tool? Because you always say that technical tools work as well on true pennies as they do anyplace else. But you're not looking at 200-day moving averages on this puppy.
Not on this one. No, I'll probably be watching the intraday chart tomorrow. I'll probably be something about a 3 or 5 minute chart for most of the morning here. And if I start to see that the stock is either rounding off at the top, meaning it's not making higher highs, or if it starts to make a lower low early on in trading on strong selling volume, I'll probably accept the move on from the trade.
It's Strikeforce, Technologies, ticker symbol SFOR. And yeah, Jeff Williams is taking a chance, an interesting chance, because again, you've heard him always talk about penny stocks, but this one's a little bit different. It has to be played different, and you really need to know what you're going to do and how you're going to do it if you're going to take a chance like this one, which is why, if you're interested, you need to get more information. Where would you do that? Well, Jeff Williams is the lead trader at The Penny Pro. He's pennypro.com on Twitter, at The Penny Pro. Jeff, always great. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate it.
Remember, you can get more information about Jeff Williams at pennypro.com. He's at The Penny Pro, and he's part of the RagingBull.com community. All right, we are heading for home on the Tuesday, October 17th edition of Money Life. Up next, our big interview with our old friend Bob Powell, who basically has just kind of changed jobs, and he said he had the most depressing job in America. We'll tell you what that's about and why his new job may be equally depressing, but it'll still be educational. That's next. Stay tuned.